Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Among the members asking questions at yesterday's impeachment inquiry hearing, 10th District Congressman Denny Heck. So, Congressman, any surprises yesterday?
Well, there was the one big news development, as it were, when Ambassador Taylor revealed what his aide had told him last Friday about sitting next to Ambassador Sondland on July 25th and or 26th, rather, and literally overhearing the cell phone conversation he was having with President Trump, in which he heard President Trump inquire about the investigations. Remembering this was the day after the now infamous phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky.
Why is that important?
Well, basically because it shows a president was very mindful and directing himself that there be follow-up to this conversation that he had with President Zelensky, in which he uttered the now infamous words, "I would like you to do us a favor, though." So it clearly was something that was emanating from him. This can no longer be laid off to, this was the free agency of his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, or the free agency of his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, the free agency of his ambassador to the European Union, Ambassador Sondland himself.
Do you think that any Republicans were convinced by what you heard yesterday?
No.
And if not, then what are we doing?
Well, Dave, because they weren't convinced yesterday doesn't mean they won't be convinced over time as additional evidence continues to be brought forward. People like to point to where we were in a similar time during the Watergate hearings where Republicans were pretty resistant to the idea of impeaching President Nixon, but as the evidence mounted, there became an inflection point. In fact, they did come to conclude that what was best for America was to proceed. That would be one reason, but the other reason is that I think we just have to ask ourselves if this precedent should be or can be allowed to stand where a president engages in this kind of sordid affair of attempting to trade arms for manufactured political dirt against a political opponent. Set aside for the moment that it's a clear violation of federal law to solicit assistance from a foreign country, is this a precedent we want to stand, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican in the White House? Does it not weaken us as a nation in terms of our standing on the international stage and our ability to advance democratic values and to have a modicum of national security for ourselves that is rooted in bilateral and multilateral relationships?
Republicans will say that what we have here is based on two conversations, one of which we have a transcript, the other one being overheard, the one you just mentioned. When it came to Nixon, well, there was a whole bunch of things going on. There was Vietnam going on. There were hundreds of hours of tapes that were finally released with Bill Clinton. There was perjury and DNA. Is there something else in this case yet to be discovered that you think would change Republicans' minds?
Of course, there's a mountain of evidence to support the proposition that the president did it. In fact, I think we're at the stage where it's inarguable when you add it all up. The memorandum of call between the president and President Zelensky of Ukraine, the text between some of the various parties, now this new information about the president talking to Ambassador Sondland, what Ambassador Sondland himself has said, and what all these various Foreign Department, Foreign Service officials have offered in the way of testimony. So I think there's a mountain of evidence to suggest that the president did it. And the answer to the question, however, is there additional evidence that could be had? Well, yes, of course there is. That's why the president has prohibited those around him from actually taking the witness stand. That's why the president has prohibited people around him in the State Department from releasing the documents which we have subpoenaed. And he's doing that not because there would be anything, as they say, legally exculpatory or that which would put him in a positive light to come as a result of those documents or those witnesses coming forward, but because it would be incriminating.
Well, but what I'm getting at is there more evidence beyond this one particular incident? You seem to have a lot of evidence about what happened in this particular Ukraine case, but are there other similar cases or is this it?
Well, this is what we're focusing on for the time being. Obviously, there are a lot of people who have, over a period of time, argued that his violation of the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution in and of itself constitutes an impeachable offense. That's not the purpose of our hearing. Our hearing is really designed to get at truth and the facts behind the Crane relationship and the president's attempt to bribe or extort, your word, Ukraine in exchange for manufactured political dirt on his potential political rival in 2020, former Vice President Biden.
10th District Congressman Denny Heck, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman, thank you very much.